Riley Walker, The Half-Wit in Me. What a beautiful track and what an amazing sentiment. Hopefully you're not thinking that while I'm talking to you. It's a 8:45 and you're listening to Breakfast with me, Nick Healy, and you're doing it on 2SER. Now, all this week I'm trying to introduce you guys to some of the many, many Senate candidates that are going to be appearing on your ticket come Saturday. There are 631 of them. I'm hoping for you guys to meet at least five ones that you might not have known. We're going to be talking to the Australian Cyclist Party. It was founded by former Bicycle New South Wales CEO Omar Khalifa in just 2014. They are fielding 9 Senate candidates as well as 2 for the House of Reps when it comes up on this Saturday. And their stated mission statement rather, is to effect the changes necessary to give more people the opportunity to cycle and to do so safely. Here to discuss the Cyclist Party is Ingrid Ralph. She's the Senate candidate for New South Wales. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning, Nick, and thank you for having me on your program.
It is an absolute pleasure. Now, you guys have an absolutely very simple vision statement on your website, and that is creating a cycling-friendly Australia. Why is that so essential, do you think?
Well, cycling has benefits across a broad range of areas. Transport, health, the environment. So cycling actually has multiple benefits. So if you introduce cycling infrastructure to introduce safe cycling, you will end up with far more people using the cycling infrastructure. In WA, they did a cost-benefit analysis and they found the cost-benefit to the community in economic, health, transport and environmental terms is 3.5 to 5.5 times the actual cost of the infrastructure. And based on overseas experience, if you build it, they'll come. So you're going to have reduced congestion, cleaner air, less noise, improved health and livable cities. All of these things are phenomenally positive effects of making a cycling-friendly Australia.
So what are some of the immediate sort of policy changes that you guys would be looking to make for this kind of cycling future?
Well, $20 per head per year on cycling infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
I commute most days, and every afternoon on the M2, it's a car park.
Mm.
And I just cycle past all the cars. If you create proper cycling infrastructure, and it will get used, the evidence indicates that, you're going to have far less congestion. So you're going to actually improve traffic flow. So $20 per head on cycling infrastructure would have a massive impact on the state of our cities. They'd be cleaner, less noisy, etc. So that's basically to do with our cycling. I mean, yes, the new cycling laws in New South Wales, etc., need to be reconsidered. But that's, as I said, cycling affects multiple areas, but that would be basically the main part of what we would be pushing for.
So initially it'd be very much an infrastructure-driven policy campaign for you guys.
Yes.
Now, obviously, I think people sort of look at parties like the Cyclist Party and they just want to know that you guys also have policies that relate to the larger issues that most of the major parties are discussing, such as immigration, economic development, job growth. I mean, obviously, the Cycling Party isn't just about that infrastructure.
No, we cover, if you look at our website, which is icycleivote.com, you'll notice that we cover a wider area of things. We're not just a single party, single policy issue. Single policy party. And I think one of the things that we really should be looking at is climate change. I mean, Australia is the highest contributor to greenhouse gas emissions per capita, which is not something that we should be proud of.
We have, I hope, but yes.
We have the ability to change that. We just need the desire. But unfortunately, currently vested interests dictate our policies rather than public interest. So yes, we would be pushing renewable energy, attempting to, in that respect with the Greens, we agree that we need to increase the renewable energy targets. But cycling actually would assist in the achieving the renewable energy targets, because you put less cars on the road, more bikes on the road, that will assist. But we also don't believe in the off-site detention. So, yes, we have policy statements on our website that cover other areas as well. But they've also indicated that if you bring in more cyclists, it actually is a positive effect on the economy.
Yes,
you don't
I can imagine.
In coffee shops.
Look, Ingrid, that's a fascinating insight into the Australian Cyclist Party. Thank you very much for chatting to us on Breakfast on 2SER.
Thank you.
And good luck for Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Ingrid Ralph there. She's running for Senate candidate of New South Wales on the Australian Cyclist Party. Just telling us a little bit more about the deeper policies that relate to how they feel beyond just cycling infrastructure. Oh, wow. Where has the time gone? It's 10 minutes to 9. I'm going to have to be saying goodbye to you in just a little while. Very, very sad. But don't worry, plenty of time for some music before that, including one of my favourites, Dinosaur Jr. This is Tiny.